I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wade from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Biggie from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome onto this edition of Run with Coach Parry. I'm Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us once again. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this podcast. And I'm pretty excited to have a returning guest on today's show. We've got Lindsay Parry, the coach, with us once again. But we also welcome back James Hobbo Hobson. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, or if you've been following our videos on YouTube and Facebook, you'll know that we've been helping Hobbo in his build-up to his very first Ironman 70.3 triathlon, which is taking place next June in Durban. And Hobbo has been making great strides. He did his first triathlon just a few days ago, and I thought it would be a great time to touch base with him and find out how it went and what he's working on and how things are going. So that's going to be our chat on today's podcast. Lots to take out of it, particularly around this time of the year, as far as resting up and taking a bit of a break. So I think it doesn't matter what you're training for, there's some great advice in this one as well. So definitely stick around for that. And don't forget, if you'd like to win yourself access to the Coach Parry online training platform, all you need to do is tell us what your Biogen journey is. Use the hashtag, okay? It's hashtag Biogen journey on the socials. You can do it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, doesn't really matter. And we'll pick them up there. And who knows, we could be helping you achieve your goal in the coming year. So definitely check that out. That's hashtag Biogen journey if you'd like to see what other journeys people are on. And don't forget to share yours as well. Well, Hobbo joins us once again, fresh off his first major milestone in his road to Ironman 70.3, all part of his Biogen journey. Hobbo, welcome back. Nice to touch base, mate.
Thanks for having me back, man.
Hobbo, how are you feeling? You did the sprint, and I need to correct you here, because every video and piece of audio I've heard you talking, people talk about the Midlands Ultra Tri, and you say, I just did the sprint. There's no such thing as just the sprint, it's the sprint. You lapped everyone who was sitting on their couch last week Sunday, so let's get that straight. You did the sprint triathlon, and that is a major achievement. Well done.
Yeah, thanks. Feeling great now. Monday, it didn't feel too hot. Legs were pretty sore after the cycle and the trail run. But yeah, feeling sort of Wednesday, Thursday, all good about life again.
Feeling sort of back to normal, but a cool experience, I'm sure. I can remember my first one, and I know you didn't do anything like this, but my first triathlon, I headed out of the first transition onto the bike with my helmet on backwards. So you obviously didn't make any of those rookie mistakes.
No, I lost my heart rate monitor unpacking in the transition in the beginning, but managed to find that. But otherwise, I think everything went pretty smoothly.
Awesome stuff.
There wasn't no major hiccups. So was quite happy with the whole thing. But yeah, it's quite a stressful thing packing for your first one. I mean, I went through my stuff about five or six times to make sure I had socks for the cycle, shoes for the run, glasses, everything that you do need. I managed not to forget anything except losing the heart rate monitor, but thankfully it was found.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, triathlon is, there's no packing light in a triathlon compared to running. Lindsay, we've got the coach with us as well. Your sort of take on Hobbo's first triathlon, Lindsay?
Look, it was really good. I've said it a couple of times on a few different platforms that I think the biggest thing out of that was the confidence that Hobbo will get, having now done all three one after each other. He was actually a long way from last. I mean, I know that sounds like a silly thing to focus on, but I think it just gives you confidence to know that you are ahead of quite a few people. But at the same time, now that we've done the three together, and we look at the different aspects of it, he'll also get some motivation now, because he knows that we definitely need to improve to finish 70.3. And I think we had some conversations in the week, and one of the things that he asked me, he said, listen, I really need to get faster on the bike. So you know, there is a realization that there's a cut-off time and we do need to get to a certain level. But yeah, there's confidence gained and he really enjoyed himself, you know, a big smile on his face. So he really liked being out there and now he's put together a list of events that he wants to do next year. So you can see the excitement is there. He's digging what he's doing. He's starting to get a bit fitter, looking forward to the next challenge. And we do, that's kind of what we've got to do now is to start pushing a little bit, take the gloves off a little bit, and really just accelerate the process a little bit.
Cool. We're going to talk about those races in just a moment. Hobbo, December traditionally is quite a difficult time of the year to stay focused and stay training. I know you had a bit of a blowout in November, but you're back on the rails, but you are traveling for a lot of December as well. So, it's going to be pretty tough. Are you worried the next 4 weeks that you're going to sort of firstly on the training front, stay on the rails, but also on the overindulging side, you're going to stay on the straight and narrow?
Not too worried. I think I'll be all right. We basically leave end of December, so most of December should be fine. The training, I think I'll be fine because I actually sort of miss it now. It's a weird thing for me to say, but I sort of look forward to training. You know, yesterday I was looking forward to going and doing a 5K run, which is probably one of the first times in my life. But you know, I sort of have got sort of, it's in my routine now, so if I don't have it, I'm sort of at a loose end, you know? Like Lynn said, don't worry about training Monday. And I was sort of like, oh, well, I could maybe just spin my legs out on the bike or, you know, but I said, no, I'll leave it. But, yeah, I think I'll be fine. I mean, obviously I'm not going to have a bike, overseas. So, but I think that's good for focusing on the running. And like I said earlier, you know, I might be able to get a few lake open water swims in and then find a pool wherever I am. So I think, you know, I think it's quite a good thing to focus on the running, because that's the easiest thing. You know, you just need a pair of shoes and that's it pretty much.
Lindsay, if I can bring you in here as well, I mean, December is just a tough time for everyone. I mean, it's you're on holiday and, like I say, lots of eating, lots of drinking. What advice would you give to people this time of the year to sort of stay on the straight and narrow?
Look, the most important thing for me, I think, is just to get up and get your exercise done early. So, triathlon is often complicated because people feel like you have to train twice a day. And look, certainly there's some advantages to being able to do that. But really the most important thing is that you get up and you do something on most days of the week. So five to 6 days of your week, you're up early, you get your exercise done. And then that kind of sets the tone for the rest of the day. Look, New Zealand's the kind of place that you go to and you do have a fairly active holiday too. So, you know, there's probably going to be a lot of walking, a lot of outdoor stuff, which will help. And then, you know, we're all going to have a beer or three, when we're on holiday. So again, I always just try and start that as late as possible. You know, like, often people will have their first drink with lunch or something along those lines. And I'll always try to push that out to sundowners or that sort of thing. But the most critical aspect for me is that the fitness moves along. And to ensure that the fitness moves along, you do your training in the morning, and then you literally don't have to worry about it. And you're not trying to squeeze it in around other things. You're not irritating the people that you're on holiday with, because, you know, oh, we want to go and do this. Oh, no, 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 I still have to squeeze in a run. Get it done in the morning, and then that's that.
I'm going to be in a big five game reserve. Lindsay, smack bang in the middle of the park. The camp we're in is pretty small, so I'm going to be working on my speed work outside of the camp, if that's good.
Or laps, yeah. I have seen people that are really that dedicated to the cause where they run laps of like what? That's like 50, 100 meters, and they just go around and around and around.
Circuit racing on holiday. Can't think of anything worse. Lindsay, I know Hobbo, you mentioned Hobbo's got quite a few races he wants to do, and he sent through a list. So I'm going to hand over to you and talk about sort of planning the 2019. I can't believe we're talking 2019 already, but sort of putting a plan together and how you go about putting a plan. And we can talk in broad strokes, but also obviously then dealing directly with what Hobbo wants to do.
Yeah, look, and I think it's great to have some events to look forward to, especially with the this type of project. I mean, we're not looking to peak on the 2nd of June and to win 70.3. We want to be able to go there and finish the race on the cutoff. And so therefore, doing as many events and getting as much experience as you can is important. But also, it really just gives you something to look forward to. And you, in essence, stop training for the 2nd of June and you train from race to race. So, you know, we've got mid-mile lined up on the 10th of February, which is fairly early in the year. So obviously soon after Hobbo gets back, he knows he's got to be ready to do a reasonable open water swim. And that'll also just ensure that he does get into the odd lake, finds the odd pool. And we're going to look to swim a minimum of once a week on holiday. Hopefully we get in two swims, but you know, if he swims once a week, he's not going to lose the swimming gains he's made. And then it means that there he is. He's looking good for a swim on the 10th of Feb. And then soon after that, it's the Dis-Chem ride for sight. So look, that's also great because we're definitely going to miss cycling. So while he's away, we're going to have close to a month of no cycling. But this means that as soon as he gets back, he's going to want to get on his bike. A little bit of fear there because he wants to do a reasonable ride there. And it just means that, as I said, as soon as we're back in Joburg, he's going to want to get on his bike. I would like a few more triathlons in this build-up, and I will have a look and see if we can find some more. You know, we're going to do the Durban Ultra on the 3rd of March, but it's unlikely that we're going to be in a position to be able to finish that race. So that'll be just getting a sea swim in, seeing how different it is to swimming in a dam. Part of this route will be similar to what he's got to ride come June, the 2nd of June. So it'll give him some good experience out on the bike course. And then, of course, we'll let him do probably a 3 to maximum 10K if he's capable off the bike. Again, just so that he gets the feels. Then we move on to his first full Olympic distance triathlon, which I'm pretty sure he'll be in a position to finish. That's in April. And then he's going to cycle the Tour of Durban on the 28th of April. Sun City Ultra in May, although we'll have to have a look and see where we are there. Again, it's great to, in fact, at Sun City Ultra, they, I think, have a sprint as part of that event. So we'll definitely be there. We'll just figure out what event we're going to do. But, you know, the point is that every month we've got something. We've got something for Hobbo to look forward to and something for him to tick off his list, and to grow in confidence and become more technically proficient. Because, you know, as much as I took a lot of confidence out of the weekend with Hobbo, you know, when we go through the numbers, we do have to get faster between now and the 2nd of June. Part of that is just getting fitter, getting more comfortable. Part of that is losing more weight. And really the only way we're going to do that is now to kick on and train hard.
Hobbo, let's touch on the weight before we wrap things up as well. You're looking lean and mean, right? Like every time I see you, you're wasting away.
Yeah, I'm getting there, right? I'm down 16 kilos now. So obviously November was a bit of a plateau, but Ruth put me on the sort of food diary, which sort of keeps me accountable. So it's quite good for that. And yeah, just carrying on. And it's always nice to see the weight falling off. And, yeah, compliments like that as well also help. No, but I'm feeling a lot lighter as well.
That's brilliant. 16 Ks is half a Backstreet Boy, mate. That's fantastic. So,
yeah. One carry child.
I love it. Well, Hobbo, you're doing great stuff. I mean, I don't know if you want to add anything, but I think, I mean, you're chatting to Lindsay every week and you're staying on track on your training program and you're ticking the boxes. And that's pretty much all you can do. But, I mean, you're feeling good and looking forward to 2019. Who would have thunk? I mean, if I said to you 2 years ago, this is what we'd be talking about at the closing of a year, planning your new year, you would have told us, stop smoking your socks.
Yeah. No, I mean, even doing that first triathlon on Sunday,
you know, if you had told me 4 or 5 months ago you'll finish a sprint triathlon, I would have thought, I don't know about that, you know. So yeah, getting that under the belt was quite awesome, and really looking forward to 2019 and sort of doing the events and trying to get quicker on the bike, I think is one of my major concerns. And then also obviously the running, but I think the running will come and hopefully sort of improve quite a bit over December.
Brilliant. Well, Hobbo, keep up the good work. You're doing amazingly well. And yeah, we look forward to following the progress into 2019 and beyond. So, Lindsay, parting shot from you. Happy days.
Yeah, look, I'm very happy. And we're going to work now. You know, New Zealand does give us a chance to work on the running. And as of next week, we're actually moving into a 3-minute run, 2-minute walk. So that in itself is a lot of progress, because that means for the first time now we're actually going to be doing more running than walking when we do our sessions. So yeah, I mean, it's, when you look back, sometimes the progress feels really small, but when you look back, you know, as he says, it's come a hell of a long way. He finished a triathlon, you know, a couple of months after starting the process. So I'm really excited, and I'm going to start pushing him on the bike. As I said to him yesterday, it's really time for him to start pushing himself on the bike and pushing himself in the water. And then, yeah, we'll see what January brings.
I love it. I love it. Hobbo, yeah, like I said, if you want to follow Hobbo's journey, you can. Just use the hashtag BiogenJourney on the socials. Follow BiogenSA as well. Yeah, you can follow the progress. We'll be keeping you updated and chatting to Hobbo every now and again as well. So, yeah, let us know what your Biogen journey is, and you can win yourself 3 months access to the Coach Perry online training platform. And that's it for another edition of Run. Gee, how amazing is that? Hobbo is doing so well, and I can't wait to see what he's able to achieve in 2019. Don't forget as well to use that hashtag BiogenJourney to share your Biogen journey with us, and you could be a winner with us here at Coach Parry. I wanted to share something out of one of our success forums as well. I love the forums on the new Coach Parry online training platform. We got one in from Adam Bunkel. Adam says, I just wanted to say thanks to all at Coach Parry. After Comrades this year, I set a goal of a sub-4-hour marathon, which was ambitious given my only other marathon time of 4:28 and a 10:57 Comrades finish. I bought the sub-4-hour training program, and other than some downtime for a hip injury, stuck to it pretty well. On Saturday, I ran the PE City Marathon in a time of 3:58. How amazing is that? Despite the windy conditions, I thoroughly enjoyed the run and felt comfortable throughout. Running slower to run faster took some time to get used to, but it definitely worked for me. Time for some decent December downtime, but I will be back in January for the Comrades plan. Happy holidays. Adam, well done, mate. That is superb. What a great milestone, and what a massive improvement. I mean, to take half an hour off your marathon time is brilliant. Congratulations, and we look forward to helping you towards Comrades 2019. Don't forget as well, if you'd like to check out the Coach Parry online training platform, we've got 10K, we've actually got 5K, 10K, 21, 42, Two Oceans, and Comrades training programs, all with a step-by-step sort of system. You definitely will not go wrong. Go check it out. All you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/join. That's coachparry.com/join if you'd like to find out more. Until next week, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.